I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Christopher Acebo is Associate Artistic Director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, where he's responsible for set design for three productions each year. His work has also been seen at many other theaters across the country, including on Broadway, and he's an Oregon Arts Commissioner. As part of Lane Arts Council's First Friday Art Walk, he'll give this month's art talk, Guiding Space, an Exploration of Set Design in the Theater, moderated by Bob Kiefer at Oregon Contemporary Theater on Friday, June 5th. He joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for taking time today, Christopher.
Great. Thank you for having me, Eric.
Well, set design is in some sense a supportive art, there to enrich and enhance the play itself. How does that test your creativity differently than a form such as playwriting itself?
Well, it's really about finding the best solutions to whatever the problems of the play are. My support shifts depending on who that director is and what space we're working in and what the vision is for that particular production of that play. I've never really wanted to express myself as a playwright. And so for me, even though it is supportive, I feel it's primary for me because I think visually and not necessarily by the written word.
Are there particular elements of guiding space that make for a successful set?
I think for me, one of the main philosophies of my design is that I really like to design to the point where an audience has to finish the work that I'm doing. By that, I mean find essential elements to tell the story that you need to tell. I think some people call it minimalism, and that's certainly where I tend to lean in, to create space that is evocative and informative, but that also allows an audience to kind of enter in and make their own design, if you will, like imagine what the rest of the design could be or should be. You know, I've been doing a lot of Tennessee Williams plays and American classics recently, and those stage directions that those terrific writers have written, it goes on for pages and pages with such detail, including the color of lamps and the shade of curtains. And although that detail is really important, I think that that tends to give an audience too much information in terms of not entering into a conversation with the design. And so I like to present something that allows an audience to use their imagination to finish the design.
How much attention should a set draw? Is there a point where, as with stage lighting, if it's noticed too much by the audience, it's a distraction?
I think it lives in the place where, what does the play need? I think with some American classics, people have seen designs, have a sense of a reference to them, and I think that art and theater as an art form has to constantly be reevaluated or rethought through new lenses. And so we can certainly continue to create photorealistic work on stage, but that's not necessarily, I think, what the theater does to its best ability. My intent is never to get in the way of the play, and I certainly don't want to take audience members out, but I do want to provoke them into thinking about space, into thinking about the environment, and how that informs the characters or the characters' choices that they're making in the play.
You also have to think about space and set design in different ways than the audience, in the sense that set design is a very practical art as well. Materials, weight, simplicity of construction, this is a task of construction as well as art. How do you balance those two?
Yeah, those materials that are so important in the design and the choice of wood over steel, over cement, over rock, over stone, over dirt, all of those things have an emotional component. At least they do through my lens. And so when I am thinking about design, I am thinking about those materials in tandem with shaping the space. And how do those things inform each other?
I can only imagine that this is a very expensive art as well, for even in the context of something as world-class as a Shakespeare Festival. You must have limitations in that regard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's limitations in terms of the budget. There's limitations in terms of the rep itself, the schedule, the spaces are limiting. Limits are actually not negatives. I think limits are actually really positives. It allows you to know what you're working up against, and then you can flourish within that scope. So it's good for me to have all those parameters at the very beginning, to know exactly what I'm dealing with. And then I can expand as I choose to. And that's a very real thing.
We really look forward to hosting you here on Friday.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to Eugene.
Christopher Acebo, Associate Artistic Director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. He'll give his talk, Guiding Space, an Exploration of Set Design in the Theater, as this month's Art Talk, part of Lane Arts Council's First Friday Art Walk in Eugene on Friday, June 5th. The talk will be at 5:30 p.m. at Oregon Contemporary Theater, 194 West Broadway in Eugene, moderated by Bob Kiefer. For more information, lanearts.org, and for more on Christopher Acebo's work, see ChristopherAcebodesign.com and osfashland.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.